It takes the Tustavina 3.5 days to sail from Homer to Unalaska. Along the way, passengers will see kittiwakes and puffins, orcas and foxes. The route's part of a national scenic byway, but the volcanic terrain can be foreign for both lifelong Alaskans and visitors passing through from the lower 48. That's why naturalists like Doug Stewart travel on the ferry. Stewart says he's there to provide context for the scenery.
We give a lot of informational programs and cover everything that goes on in the Aleutians from World War II to the, of course, seabirds and marine mammals and cultural issues with the native Unungan people that have populated the Aleutians for 9,000 years.
The Fish and Wildlife Service has employed Stewart as the Tustamina's naturalist for more than a decade, but he won't be on the ferry this summer. The ferry system has given a lot of different reasons for wanting to scale back the program. One is federal budget cuts. Federal money covers the naturalist salaries. Poppy Benson, who administers the program for the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge in Homer, says money was tight for the program this year, but she managed to scrape it together by asking other refuges to chip in.
Between Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge in Cold Bay and Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge in the Alaska Maritime, I came up with enough money to fund a season.
We were surprised to even see that they had funding for an interpreter.
That's Jeremy Woodrow, a spokesman for the Alaska Department of Transportation. He says the state wasn't expecting the refuges to come up with the money with the federal sequester in place. Benson says the wildlife refuges thought it was just a misunderstanding, but it isn't. As Woodrow puts it, the state of Alaska has decided that the space the naturalists take up should be sold to residents instead.
You know, it all comes down to cost, and does it help meet our core mission, and that's to move folks between, you know, point A and B.
On the Tustamina, naturalists get free room and board from the ferry system. For an entire summer, that's about $5,000 worth of support. But Woodrow says it's not just about the price tag. The state isn't convinced that the naturalists bring any business to the ferry system.
From a marketing standpoint, the marine highway system doesn't see doesn't see that to have an interpreter on board will help, you know, fill seats more, especially for the Tustamina where it's sold out anyways.
Staterooms on the Tustamina are already selling out for the summer run, but according to Stewart, the Tustamina's naturalist, it's not just residents buying those rooms.
Quite a few people ride that ship as tourists. I would say by the time we're out of Kodiak, roughly 50-50 tourists, and then the other 50% a mix of commercial fishermen and residents. So it's a pretty big ridership.
It's gotten bigger in recent years. Frommer's, the famed guidebook, listed the state ferry as one of their top 100 attractions in America for families with kids. One of the big draws, the naturalists. Stewart says he was always a big hit with tourists, but the naturalists weren't all about serving visitors. As the ferry progressed on its trip, Stewart says naturalists made an effort to keep all of the passengers in the loop, even if they were locals.
It's a very interesting area, but without anybody explaining it to the people on board, frankly, don't have a clue what's going on out there, particularly if the weather gets bad. So I think onboard programming and having that information flow from me to the passengers is important.
To replace that, the Department of Transportation is considering adding interpretive displays or interactive exhibits. They aren't sure exactly what they'll look like, and they probably won't be in place in time for the ferry's 50th anniversary this summer. The Alaska Marine Highway System is planning a celebration with community festivals throughout southeast and south central Alaska. Stewart was planning events for southwest Alaska on the Tustamina before he found out the naturalist program was canceled. With no one on board to help the Tustamina celebrate, the anniversary sailings through southwest Alaska might look a lot like the ferry's future in all state waters. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.